the benefit of having a not-for-profit rather than the parks board, mm-hmm. just the parks board doing it. But by having the not-for-profit, you have so much more input about things. Mm-hmm. So that was the last of the major projects mm-hmm. that we did.
And after that, smaller projects, just went through the list that you'd made in the plan of smaller
yes.
things?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We started working, cleaning up the Badger Park.
Right.
It was completely overgrown. It was wild.
Mm-hmm.
And that took community volunteers. Oh, I Kid City was the name of the playground that they built at the elementary school.
Oh.
That's what Kid City was.
Okay.
I'm confusing it because they were, you know, wanting another Kid City kind of place in Badger Park.
I see.
They wanted it for children not yet in school.
Mm-hmm.
And for, I mean, basically because other people couldn't go use the school equipment during school.
Mm-hmm.
In the summertime, they could. The public could go there. So,
right.
you know, that was one of the things. We're rebuilding it for our community. That was one of the complaints. If you put it in Badger Park, visitors to town don't know about it.
Mm-hmm.
But, and we already had Kid City, but still there was another need for it. So
mm-hmm.
it ended up being there.
Well, if you'd like, we could take a look at the boxes.
Okay.
Just in case something interesting comes up, I want to leave the recorder going.
Let me see this report
okay.
on Lakefront Park.
Actually, can I ask, how did you get involved with CGP's class to work on these? I know they got research from you. I was just wondering how.
I was contacted by a student, and then I agreed to, you know, to work with them.
Mm-hmm.
And so then it ended up that the professor came to my house, and I went explained the files and all of those things, and
mm-hmm.
she carried them off, and that was it.
Wow.
That was it. So it was
mm-hmm.
not much on my part, just giving,
right.
you know, the files.
Well, it seems to me that they all came up with a timeline, a selection of newspaper clippings, a historical description of the park. Let's see.
It's the history of the ownership.
Right, the chain of title. And they got a pretty good sense of the character and everything surrounding it.
Okay. So take a peek.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if the current Friends of the Parks has seen this or.
That I don't know.
Has a copy of it.
Mm-hmm.
Ideally, you know, it doesn't have to have all these different tabs, but something to help new members when they join. The Friends of the Parks.
Oh, is it a membership, a nonprofit?
No, I mean
or?
When they join it as when they agree to serve on it.
I see.
Mm-hmm. They are appointed by the village board.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait a minute. This one's Lakefront.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I won't take time looking at all.
No worries.
But it's great having all these photographs, too.
The pictures in here are extensive.
Yes. Yes. Thanks to Smith Telfer.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and you still have the slides, right? That they didn't. They show how to slideshow?
They might have had a presentation, but it wasn't with the binders that I could tell.
Mm-hmm.
It could be burned on a CD someplace.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if you need more information,
look for the
mm-hmm. look for the CDs to see these.
Mm-hmm.
You're right.
All those postcards.
More photographs than I've ever seen about it. I mean, like, I haven't seen this.
Oh.
Oh, yes. There are pictures of the fish family. This is another thing that Ann Rath did. She and I, we created the wrought iron fence around it, the low lying wrought iron fence, and then she planted all of those plants.
Oh, is that the around the Indian Hunter?
Yes.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
And that's to keep people from climbing?
Yes.
I assume?
Yes.
Was there a problem with people climbing up there?
Oh, yes.
Oh.
There were always people sitting. Everybody, child that came to town and saw the park wanted to be up with the Indian Hunter.
Oh.
So that was something that, you know, Marianne Russell had told us about,
mm-hmm.
protecting the, trying to protect the statue.
Right.
Oh. I think... My hope is, I mean, if, I think there was a slideshow. I'm
mm-hmm.
not sure.
There probably was.
But we should have it shown every other year or something. Pick a park every year, one park. Because the people, I don't know about the current people, but I know how much the residents of the village, my contemporaries, how much they loved it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that they love the parks.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so important to them. And so that's what, you know, encouraged us and
mm-hmm.
gave us the impetus to accomplish these things.
Oh, there it is. That was a picture I saw, the ice skating at Lakefront Park.
Yep. Oh my gosh. I know all these kids. Oh dear. Oh, how neat. He was our next door neighbor.
Oh.
Oh, that is great.
1988.
Yes. Oh, I'm so glad I saw that. Recognize my handwriting. Yes.
Oh, was this the seawall?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. The new seawall.
Now, how tall is it?
I don't know. I can't recall.
But it does protect it from flooding.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. So this was in 99 on the bandstand.
Mm.
So I was still keeping the clippings after my time.
Is there a limited number of years or terms you can serve? No?
No. No. Oh, I remember that well.
What is this part? Oh, planting.
Yes. We planted Norway spruce down there once the bathroom had been built. And
what is it? Protagonist. Does Linda smirk?
Smirk.
So is this controversy about the swing set?
I think so. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. Yeah.
I'm not sure what to make of that one.
It was part of the controversy. This is March 20th, and this was March 27th. Okay. Mm-hmm. She was responding to this article that was written by the mayor. And see, here's more, swinging through the parks, the issue of whether or not to have swings at Lakefront Park. It was controversial. It was a...
Is that where the agreement that Lakefront Park is a peaceful, contemplative place?
Yeah.
Came through.
Yeah. And it was a hard, it was not easy to make that decision. But there was an alternative spot. Mm-hmm. And it was, who knows? Mm-hmm. Was it the best decision? There are pros and cons in all of these decisions.
Absolutely.
And you have to just... I guess I was still involved in 97. My name's on the list. So I know that I was on it through the finishing of the seawall.
Oh, grant.
Yeah, so it was for $70,000. Oh, that was for Lakefront. That was our second big grant.
Wow.
Yes.
What a victory. Let's see, where did it come from? Oh, the EPA.
Parks and Recreation.
Oh, I see.
And Historic Preservation. Oh. Okay. He did say... well... The money originally was with EPA, mm-hmm. but the grant was given by the Office of Parks, Recreation, and Historic Preservation.
Mm-hmm. And that was another grant you wrote?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yep. So the history is right here, thanks to last year's students.
Yep.
Now, it was a group of students who did it, right? I don't see them given any credit.
This, I think it says on the cover which students did this particular report.
Oh, okay.
Right,
okay. And what's in the bibliography? Some parks have more than others, right?
Mm-hmm. It seems like some people photocopied more than others as well.
And where there was more work done, there was more...
more information.
More information.
Right.
Yeah. So I wonder how the photos are arranged. They're not...
There may be an appendix in the beginning of one of these that has a list of all the photographs and where they came from. I think I might have seen that the other day when I was looking at it.
I was looking for bibliography.
Oh.
But that's before the appendix. Yeah.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah. Private collection. Okay. Well, that must mean
Mm-hmm. I see you right there, too.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, that's just Lakefront Park.
Yeah, that's just one. Yes. Okay, this is kind of interesting. Remind me of all these things. Mm-hmm. Okay, so do we want to look at the files, or are we...
If you'd like.
I just might.
All right.
I want to look at these.
I've been wondering about those. I didn't unroll those.
This is the new restroom facility at Lakefront Park. December of 86.
Wow.
So we got right to work on that. But that was the village doing this. I wonder if they have a picture of the former bathroom in the Lakefront Park.
Let's see if I can find this is
Lakefront.
They might.
Yeah. With all those photos.
This is very spring.
So it would be under, what do you think it would be under?
Let's see, where are the...
In one of the appendixes.
Probably. Maybe.
Okay.
Has a...
This is...
I suppose it might be in the picture, even if it doesn't show up in the name.
Yeah. I was looking to see if the date of... Mm-hmm. You see, that was... removed. That wasn't there.
Hmm. What was that building?
I don't know if it was for the fishermen.
Mm.
I don't know what it was. No, I don't think it's there.
Too bad.
Well, it might be in the files, and they just didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Those are all historic. All right, I'll give that up. So we were really happy that the village did this. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the funeral function.
Oh, I don't know this one well.
I was really grateful to this architect from Cobleskill, Scott Barton.
Mm-hmm. That was our plan for the new one. It looks a lot like it's there.
Yeah, that's it.
It's, didn't have too many things change in the plans?
No. Great.
I'm so glad you got to go see the park. Oh, and it was a nice day.
It was gorgeous. I could see Kingfisher, and it was really beautiful.
All right, that's more than we really want to know.
It's electrical and everything.
And the plumbing. Mm-hmm. Plan that we. This was all the work that went into the plan.
Oh my.
This is before computers. This is when you, you had to type it. Well, I think we got our first computer in at the same time, so maybe in. But the village was certainly using typewriters. Mm-hmm. You couldn't go online and get all this information, I know that.
Mm-hmm. You spent a lot of time at the library? Or?
No, I don't think so. We just spent, you know, well, copying this, getting this, and then going through. Mm-hmm. I would do this.
Looks like accounting information.
Yeah. Okay, so my writing, this is Ellen's writing. Oh, look at the paper.
That's right. I remember paper
like that. Now this is really interesting to look at all this. Me is so fascinating. You look at the book and you look at.
You can see it forming.
Yes. Oh my goodness. Rusty. I can't bring that on. Jane Patrick was a president of the Friends of the Parks, and I hadn't mentioned her yet, but she was very important to, to leading us. Look at this. The nitty gritty, huh?
Mm-hmm. The pages are still connected.
To me, it just all seems so familiar. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, oh yes, I remember all this. Look at that. That we had taken a survey, I guess, or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's writing this as population analysis. Page 1 is not an initial.
Now, is Ellen still involved with the parks?
No.
No. Is she here still?
Yep.
Okay.
Yes, and she's very active in the league, and tonight is the big meeting about the future of MOSA. The League of Women Voters is having a meeting at the Presbyterian Church.
Oh, I see.
It's 7 o'clock. And Ellen is the leader of the of the league. Mm. President of the league. Okay, let's just look at this. If you could take things with you when you went. This is me. This is me. This is all my writing. Mm-hmm.
How long did you keep all these? I mean, you had these files pretty much since the beginning, till when Cindy picked them up?
Yeah, till last year.
Wow.
In my house, not even in the barn.
Mm.
So I was really grateful to her for taking them. I couldn't, I just couldn't throw them away.
Right.
Well, that was fun. Oh, let me see what's here. Hmm. Fall, this is the bandstand. Picture of the bandstand.
Oh.
And it was literally falling apart.
Yeah, it looks a bit disintegrated.
Yeah. Okay, this is photos and pictures. Seawall. Mm-hmm. That's Pioneer Park. Ah.
Oh.
This is when I was at Saratoga looking at it, taking a picture of the water fountain.
Mm.
This was when we were planting the trees. And that's Hugh McDougall's wife, Eleanor McDougall, and the mayor at the time, Wendell Tripp. And these are garden club people, and that was our mayor, Mayor Waller.
Mm-hmm.
She wasn't mayor yet.
Mm-hmm. Construction back there.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And this is somewhere else looking at the, everywhere I went where there was a bandstand. Photographing the bandstand.
Mm-hmm.
I think again this was at, up at Saratoga Springs. Didn't write on it where it was. And that's when we were dedicating the trees, I guess.
Mm.
Well, that's interesting.
Mm. Too much salt at Fairy Spring?
Yeah.
Hudson?
Yes, because they would take all the snow they plowed,
mm-hmm,
and dump it out there.
Mm.